Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I like that song in the morning. 6:33, it's Scott and Patty on the Big Show. Yankees beat the Phillies 6-3 in the Bronx. DJ LeMahieu, Gio Urshela, and Brett Gardner all went yard. That means they hit home runs.
Oh, thank you.
And Aaron Judge did not hit a home run. That's
pretty
crazy.
He did not go yard.
And that's pretty crazy when you got to say Aaron Judge didn't get a home run because he hit home runs in five straight games.
Oh, aw.
Poor guy.
It's kind of sad.
Guy. He didn't get a home run. And Jarrett Cole got win number three. Tonight's game's already been postponed with the Phillies. They'll make it up with a doubleheader tomorrow. Wednesday, doubleheader, and you can't go. Game one starts at 4:05. Game two at 7:05. Mets won a good one. They beat the Braves 7-2. I switched over, watched a little bit of that game last night. Man, that was a whooping. They snapped their five-game losing streak. And when in doubt, just put Jacob DeGrom in there. When things are going bad, just get him in. He struck out 10 guys. They're scheduled to start a series with the Nationals tonight in D.C., but I don't know about that. Rangers lost to the Hurricanes 4-1. They're one game away from going home. They try to avoid the sweep tonight at 8 o'clock against the Hurricanes. And the Islanders play the Panthers today at noon. They lead that series 1-0. Nets and Bucks this afternoon in the Disney bubble. Tonight, we're doing a special event for Blythedale Children's Hospital.
This is going to be so wonderful.
Patty and I are hosting their virtual celebration of the hospital. Because they usually have this big gala, a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I've emceed that a couple of times. And, you know, you get dressed up, you got your suit on, your tie, right, and everything. Right. And they bring all these people in that help support the hospital. And we auction off some items. Can't do that. So they have this little presentation that Larry Levine came up with, or his capable staff.
Right.
And we did a walkthrough last night. And it's pretty sophisticated.
Yeah.
And they got this company that does these things.
Yeah, these guys in L.A. are directing it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You made me cry. It was so sweet. You did. Not because I was afraid you couldn't do this. But
no, I know that, but I just
your
went,
heart is so into this, and it was just it's a really beautiful program. I mean, it's just a really lovely.
Yeah, we have one of the mothers on that kind of broke me up last night. She was so
precious.
Good.
And
her
the little
son,
boy is so adorable.
That's Joey. It's our boy, yep. Joey. He's right. Really great. And it's going to be, anybody can watch it tonight. It's on from 5:30 to 6:30. And you can get the link on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ScottShannonWCBSFM.
John Elliott is going to be on as well.
Yep. They give you a tour of the hospital. It's really just a kind of an exercise in human interest and in what this hospital does for people. You have no idea the things that they do for kids and families who have
with
nowhere.
With so much love, too.
Yeah, and families have nowhere else to go.
Yeah. And if you want to help out, by the way, you can also text Blythedale to 76278. To donate anytime. And
so we had to do a run through in case the storm knocks out some of the internet tonight.
Right.
But I think we're, you know what? I believe God's on our side on this one. I think we'll be fine.
I think so, yes.
It was so amazing to me because I finally tracked down the parents of the young boy who kind of moved me when I first heard about his case.
Mm-hmm.
And it was many, many Christmases ago, and my friend Tom Cuddy, who lives in Stanford, brought me a newspaper clipping about a police officer, Stanford police officer, whose son fell off his bike. I think he might have gotten hit by a car and went down. He didn't have his, he just got the bike, so it's brand new, and he wanted to get out and ride it. But he didn't have his helmet on, and he wound up in Blytheville.
With a traumatic brain injury, yeah.
It was right around, I would say, December 23rd, 24th, and we had the tree up and everything, and Kathleen was, I don't know, 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And we took a decoration, a little angel, a gold angel off the tree, and we made our way to Blytheville. That's the first time I ever was in the hospital. And I was just blown away by all these little wheelchairs and gurneys and things like that. And this kid, unfortunately, Timmy passed, the young kid. Yes. And he fought for like, I think, 22 months and didn't make it through. But I'll tell you what, he left quite a legacy, because every year since then, we have been over at Blytheville for a big holiday party. But anyway, that's tonight. At you get me going on Blytheville. I got a lot of stories.
We're all like that, though. It's but you, of course, have been the inspiration for
all
of us.
Yeah, you've been right there behind me, I'll tell you. Well. And we have Rob Thomas, of course, is going to be involved in this tonight, and a couple other big stars who have reached out to help us, and of course, John Elliott. 5:30 to 6:30. And you can get the information on the Facebook page. Got a storm warning in effect today, a flash flood watch in New Jersey. Governor Phil has declared a state of emergency. Going to be a lot of flooding. Rain will be heaviest, what, noon to 2, you said?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Noon to 2 today, and it's going to be off and on all day long. There's even a chance of an isolated tornado in some areas. So.
Yikes.
I think I'll just hunker down, as they say.
That's the word. Everybody, yeah.
I'm hunkering down, baby. Kara DeFalco's here. She's checking the ride on CBS FM.
Route 4 is closed down at Grand Avenue in Englewood because of a jackknife tractor trailer with a fuel spill. You want to use 8095 as your alternate. Get a new energy-saving ductless AC system or Train Central AC system from Petro Home Services now for as low as $88 a month with $0 down. Call 1-888-PETRO-02 or text GETCOOL to 313131 today. Southbound side of I-95, right near Pelham Parkway, accident takes out 2 lanes, and your Hudson River crossings look like this. 10 minutes inbound at the George, 15 on your way out of town. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, 10 minutes in or out of the city. Traffic is sponsored by Care One. Alternate side parking rules are in effect citywide today. Mass Transit running on or close to schedule. I'm Kara DeFalco with Shannon in the morning traffic on CBS FM.
Hi, this is...
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.